For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Ever get a bee in your bonnet or a thorn in your side? Here with this week's investigation into the obvious truths about the drug war is Steve Nolan with Steve's Peeves.
The gears in the machine are trying to make hamburger out of one of the defendants in the medical marijuana Supreme Court case. This in from the Sacramento Bee. Diane Monson received a December 6th notice from the Department of Motor Vehicles requiring a review of her driving qualifications, in the interest of your personal safety and the safety of others using the highways. By late Tuesday, however, the department changed its tune, indefinitely postponing a hearing that had been scheduled for Thursday. Upon being alerted by the news media to the situation involving Diane Monson, high-ranking DMV officials acted immediately to postpone the Thursday driver safety hearing, pending a thorough internal review to determine all the circumstances surrounding this matter. So says DMV spokesman Bill Branch in a prepared statement. We'll score one for the little guy this time. Our government has used this technique to wear down the opposition before. It's a shame you have to fight the people who are supposed to help you in order to use your medicine. What's next? Call the SPCA in to see if she's fit to own animals? Let's hope the Supreme Court chooses to do the right thing when it makes its ruling next year. This should be one of the final chapters in the epic tragedy that has become the drug war. I wonder if the Chief Justice could have used medical marijuana during his recent bout with thyroid cancer. With the introduction of Marinol and more recently Sativex, a non-smoked alternative is here. With all the drug recalls happening these days, it's nice to see on the Marinol.com website that the side effects are dizziness, feelings of exaggerated happiness, paranoid reaction, drowsiness, and thinking abnormally. Now, if that's the most synthetic THC does to you, then I'll take that over all the Aleve they can shovel. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
Following are quotes from various newspapers across the United States. This story from the Daily News Tribune. Quote, the Raich case will either strongly reaffirm the court's federalism cases that limit the commerce powers of Congress, or it will unavoidably undermine those cases and expand Congress's power. That was from law professor Randy Bennett, who recently represented patients who want to use medical marijuana before the Supreme Court. This from the Monitor in McAllen, Texas. Quote, whatever happened to research and dispassionate scientific investigation, unhampered by bureaucratic constraints or popular passions, as a model, end quote. And quickly from the Kalamazoo Gazette, people in great pain, especially those with terminal illnesses and their doctors, ought to be given latitude to ease the pain of suffering, end quote. How long, my friends? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.